The actress Olivia de Havilland has died at the age of 104. She is best known as the last surviving star from Gone with the Wind and also for a Hollywood sibling rivalry. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has more.
Olivia de Havilland played the good girl during Hollywood's golden era. She was pure-hearted, pensive, and deeply emotive. Of all her good girl roles, she's best remembered for Melanie, Scarlett O'Hara's sweet foil in Gone with the Wind.
I'm so glad to see you again. Melanie Hamilton, what a surprise to run into you here. I hope you're going to stay with us a few days at least.
I hope I shall stay longer enough for us to become real friends, Scarlett. I do so want us to be.
We'll keep her here.
Olivia really was perfect for Melanie.
Patricia White, a professor of film studies at Swarthmore College, says de Havilland's Melanie was full of composure with an unflashy beauty.
She brings that sort of plain look to all of her viewers, allowing them to sort of see a non-glamorous person like perhaps themselves as the heroine of their own stories.
How Olivia de Havilland got that iconic role began with a lucky break. When she was 17, she was cast in a local production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. That led to a role in a professional staging of the play. And when Warner Brothers made the production into a movie, she went with it, and her film career began right out of high school.
Ay me, for pity. What a dream was here.
She became a contract player for Warner Brothers Studio. She worked 12-hour days, film after film. She was the love interest of Errol Flynn in 8 films like The Adventures of Robin Hood and Captain Blood.
The life of the love interest is really pretty boring. I long to play a character who initiated things, who experienced important things.
That's de Havilland being interviewed in 2006 for the Academy of Achievement. Warner Brothers wouldn't give her those roles, and they had her under a 7-year contract. So she sued to get out of the contract in 1943 and won. Patricia White says what's known as de Havilland's Law was the decision that ended Hollywood's decades-old studio system.
So she was the hero of her own career at that moment, and she went on to get roles that did allow her to do important things.
Roles that built her reputation.
Now confirms her position as dramatic queen of the screen with her poignant and unforgettable portrayal of the heiress.
De Havilland earned her second Academy Award for that starring role, but she lost several other key Oscars. She didn't win one for Melanie in Gone with the Wind, and she was nominated for Best Actress in 1942, and so was her sister, Joan Fontaine.
Again, I have the pleasure of telling a secret. Miss Joan Fontaine! I don't believe it.
Legend has it Olivia de Havilland never congratulated her sister, and they barely spoke again. That's despite the fact that most of her adult life was spent far from Hollywood. When she was just 37, in 1953, she moved to Paris, where she lived the rest of her life. Back when she was 18, at the screen test with Errol Flynn that would launch her film career, she recalled Flynn asking her what she wanted from life.
And I said, I would like respect for difficult work well done.
Respect from those who remember her work, she certainly earned. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.